What we just heard from is John chapter 10, which is titled The Good Shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And this is something that is really beautiful for us that we must come to understand, like who Jesus is and how important it is that Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd today. Because if we understand the Bible clearly, then we would see that this actually comes from the Old Testament. And it's from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. In Ezekiel 34, God talks about how there's all of these false shepherds that are leading the sheep astray, and that God himself is going to come and be the good shepherd. So today, in the gospel, when Jesus says that he's the good shepherd, what Jesus is doing is he's ultimately telling the people, I'm God. I'm divine. That I've been with you for these 3 years. I've been working healings and miracles, and now I'm here to tell you who I really am. What I love about this gospel is how when Jesus is explaining his relationship as the shepherd with the sheep, he says that the shepherd calls his sheep by their name. And I think that that is probably the most important part of the gospel. He calls his sheep by their name. How important is your name? It's actually very important. Our names are very important. Whether our parents just gave them to us because they saw it in some book, right? I know for Chaldeans, you know, your first name is Bianca, your middle name is Najah, right? We don't know why that happened. But there's something so important about our names. Like, if you don't know what your name means, I would really encourage you to look it up. Because there's an important reason to why we were given that name. And we weren't given that name for no reason. There's a reason for our names. I have to say, being on the East Side, one of the most interesting names I heard on the East Side was Aloe Vera. You know, so if that is your name, I'm sure there's meaning to that as well. But there's importance to that. There's importance to what our name means and who we are. Because our name actually tells us who we are. Our name is a part of our identity. And this is the issue in the world today, that there's an identity crisis. People don't know who they are. People don't understand who they are. Why do you think today people have dead names? And if you don't know that what that is, that's when someone struggles with their gender and they transition and change their gender. They come up with a whole new name, and then their former name, which is really their real name, becomes their dead name. Because they're so confused about who they are, and they've bought into the agenda of the world and the devil, and they've forgotten who they truly are. This is our struggle today. When you forget who you are in a very dangerous place. We have to know who we are. We have to know our true identity. The number one thing that keeps us from knowing who we are is sin. That the more I sin, the more I live a life of sin, the more I fall into sin, the more I'm becoming confused about who I am and what my identity is and who God has made me to be. There's a great quote that I've been hearing over and over again. The devil knows our name, but calls us by our sin. God knows our sin, but calls us by our name. The devil knows our name, but calls us by our sin. God knows our sin, but calls us by our name. The devil is the accuser. Jesus is so clear about that in this chapter in John, chapter 10. He says, the devil comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. I've been a priest here for almost 2 years, and as I look out at some of you sitting here and just knowing some of your stories, I know very well how the devil has tried to steal your life. I know very well how he's tried to kill your life, to destroy your life. But praise God, you're here. You're in this church. You're sitting here in God's house, and you're not destroyed. And we come to the house of the Lord because of the very words of Jesus. He says, the devil comes to kill, to steal, to destroy. He says, but I've come to give life and to give it abundantly. So what keeps us coming back to church? What keeps us coming back to adoration, even in our sinfulness? Right? Like, even in our sins, even in our addictions, we just keep coming back to the Lord. And the reason we're doing that is we know that the only life there is life in Jesus. That I can go and search in the world for a million things that are going to try to make me happy, for a million things that are going to try to fill me or fill that void inside of me, because this is what we do. Why do we turn to so many sins? Because we have hurt, we have pain. And when we have hurt and pain, it's very easy to forget who we are and who we belong to. And when we forget these things, we easily turn to the world and to the things of the world to fill that pain and that hurt. But Jesus says so clearly, I have come to give life and to give it abundantly. That means that only Jesus can give us real life. Only Jesus can give us real joy. He is the good shepherd. We are his sheep. We are his sheep, and he calls us by our name. So how can we grow in knowing our name, knowing our identity, knowing who we belong to? The two greatest things that I think really help with this, scripture and silence. You want to know who you are? Do you want to know your identity? Do you want to know Jesus and his life? Scripture, silence. Scripture is the word of God. It's the living word of God. So when I open my Bible, when I open this word of God, this is not a history book. The best way I've heard the Bible explained is this is a love letter from God to you. And God has written this letter, and he's given us this letter, he's given us this book to speak to us. If you want to know who you are, and if you want to know who you belong to, you have to open the Word of God. You have to open the Bible. You have to read. And stop using the excuse that the Bible's too confusing, and I don't understand it. That's the biggest excuse. Open the Bible and pray for God to enlighten your mind so that when you're reading, you can start to understand what's there. It's sad how many Catholics just don't turn to the Bible. We don't use our Bibles. We don't read our Bibles. Why do you think it's so hard for us to debate Protestants? It's so difficult to debate Protestants because they literally have the Bible memorized. And the Bible, which is our book, like the Bible, it was our book before it was the Protestants. And they know this book that was ours originally better than we do. And that's why we're so scared to debate them and to fight them and to defend our faith, because they know the faith better than we do. When our faith is the truth, when our faith is original to Jesus Christ. We have to read this Bible so we know who we are. Second is silence. We live in such a noisy world. And the more I fill my life with noise, the more confusing life is going to become. The more I fill my life with busyness and the noise of the world, the less time I'm going to have to listen to God. I have to listen to him. Recently, I came in contact with this organization called Humanality. And what this organization does is they help people disconnect from their phones. Because what our phones are doing to us is filling our lives with busyness and filling our lives with pointless matter, pointless stuff that doesn't allow us to connect with God. And so this organization, I went through this like webinar with them, and they had a challenge for us as we were going through this webinar. They said, put your phone in grayscale. So that means your phone is no longer in color. Your phone is just black and white. And they said, turn off all of your notifications. I did this recently, and my life has changed dramatically. Because my phone is in grayscale, because my phone's in black and white, I'm less likely to pick up my phone. Because I'm not attracted to a phone that's just black and white. I feel like a khaltu and I'm using my razor, okay? But I'm not using my phone as much because I'm not attracted to it because it's not attractive anymore. And not having my notifications on, do you know that even the way they've created notifications, right? Like that little red dot above your app, That red dot is meant to make you obsessed with checking it over and over again, to literally get us addicted to checking this stuff. Now that I haven't had that, I feel like a completely different person. I've been able to connect with God better. I've been able to live more of a life of silence and listening to the Lord because I'm less addicted to my phone. So I want to challenge us, like, if we want to know who we are, if we want to hear the Lord calling our name, we have to practice these things. We have to be radical, and we have to be really serious about the measures we're taking, because the devil is sometimes more serious than we are in destroying us, way more serious than we are. We have to fight back harder than the devil is trying to destroy us. Jesus is the good shepherd. He calls his sheep by name. He's calling each and every one of us by name because he wants us to know who we are, and he wants us to know that we belong to him. Do that through the Bible, do that through scripture, and through silence, and then nothing can shake you. Amen.